Hello again, Chad and Christy, your hosts for our Theme Parks and Recs podcast. Every week we talk about the latest happenings at the theme parks here in Florida, as well as some fun events going on in the Tampa Bay area. So we thank you once again for downloading and listening, maybe streaming on our website, b987fm.com. We are going to be joined in just a few minutes by Florimar, who is the marketing manager over at Busch Gardens Tampa Bay. They have their annual food and wine festival that gets underway this weekend. Always jam-packed full of concerts.
Mm-hmm.
I know this year it was like our family when I showed the list and everybody checked like three shows. It's like our daughter wants to go to Boys to Men, which I think is totally awesome. TLC is coming.
Yep.
The Fray, the Goo Goo Dolls, Edwin McCain mm-hmm. with Sister Hazel. I mean, the lineup is jam-packed this year. So we're going to find out more about the concerts, about the food that they have every single year that you can sample, the new foods that they're going to be offering up. So that'll be in just a couple of minutes. Prior to that, though, we want to let you know about a couple of other events that we are involved in this weekend. First and foremost, tomorrow, Friday, March 2nd, is First Friday down in downtown St. Pete. B98.7 is going to be out there, and it basically is like one big street party along Central Avenue.
Yep, and it is a craft beer festival, and it's also, they're going to have live music, so it'll be a bunch of fun to go out and take advantage of being part of that.
Right, so if you're looking for something to do tomorrow night to start the weekend, that is a definite best bet.
Right. Now, there's also something else really cool going on in the Bay Area this weekend. It's actually happening Sunday, the inaugural Skyway 10K. Yes, it is a 10K covering three Florida counties on the iconic Sunshine Skyway Bridge.
And there's a couple of things about the first and foremost, anybody that is brave enough to run on something that is that high, kudos to you. But secondly, even if you're a good runner, that's a steeper incline than you think going up to the top of that bridge.
The thing about this is that they said that people from all over the world are taking part.
I have no doubt.
And that the entries into it sold out within like no time. It went really fast.
And the beneficiary is such a great beneficiary. Mm-hmm. They say probably around $500,000 will be raised for armed forces families.
Yep. It's 100% of all the proceeds from the race. Now, the one thing that you do need to know is if you have something that's going to be taking you somewhere where you've got to take the Sunshine Skyway this weekend, beware, because they are going to obviously be closing the race down.
I mean,
closing the bridge down.
And this is Sunday morning, 4 a.m. until 10 a.m., and it's the northbound Sunshine Skyway. So if you're going to be traveling southbound on the Sunshine Skyway on Sunday, you're fine, other than the fact that my guess is traffic will be slow because people will be gawking at all of the runners running on the northbound side of the Sunshine Skyway. And again, this is Sunday from 4 a.m. to 10 a.m. So we just wanted to let you know about that.
And if you do want to get more information on that, just do a quick Google search for the Skyway 10K, and they have that on their website.
All right, now on to food and wine, and not just wine. And I know last year they had like 40 different wine choices at the Busch Gardens Food and Wine Festival, but also craft beers. There were, I think, 60 or something craft beers available last year, and also chef-prepared food. This is not theme park food. This is absolutely delicious chef-prepared food. So to get the scoop on the 2018 Food and Wine Festival at Busch Gardens, we have Florimar with us this morning. Hi, good morning.
How are you doing?
We're doing good. It's an exciting time for you.
I know. This is my favorite event.
It is our favorite event, too. And I know that I've bragged to you before about it, and we've bragged on the air about it. But the food that you guys come up with every single year for food and wine is exceptional. I mean, there were so many last year. I know we had the little sampler card and we got to the end and I'm like, we didn't even scratch the surface of all the things that we wanted to try.
And you know, before we start talking about food and wine, there was something that I really just wanted to thank you for. Recently we had a listener who has a child, an elementary school age student that is going through cancer, and I reached out to you, and you were so great to create an experience for that family to help them just have maybe one good day as they're dealing with, you know, such a devastating situation. So I just wanted to thank you for doing that. That was really nice of you to do.
You're welcome. You know, any in those types of those sad situations, you know, we can't help but just try to help and try to brighten their days, you know, as much as we can. And to, not only to the child, but to the whole family, because it's such a devastating situation for the whole family. Mm-hmm. So we're here to help with anything you need.
And, you know, we are so lucky. I don't think some of us that have lived here in the Tampa Bay area a long time realize how lucky we are to have a world-class theme park in our backyard, such a unique one because of the animals and the festivals and the day-to-day things that you all offer that are so unique.
Absolutely. I call it that, you know, our park is a little treasure here in the Tampa Bay area. Sometimes we forget about it and take it for granted. But I call it like this, so I expect that, because we have amazing coasters for the thrill ride seekers, you know. We have also family coasters for those that are not such fans of real coasters. We have award-winning entertainment with our shows, with the lineup that we bring to each one of our festivals, and also our zoo. It's an award-winning zoo as well, and we have the largest collection in North America of animals.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot to be proud of.
And cute little baby animals all the time, too. We love it whenever you send out the announcements of your new additions.
Yes, they're the cutest, absolutely.
And you are going to have a new ride this year at Adventure Island, too.
Correct, yes. We open on March 9. We have a new attraction in Adventure Island. It's called Vanish Point, and it's a drop slide. You know how you, like, stand on a platform, and then it opens, and you free fall there. So it's pretty frightening. So for those real ride seekers, that's another option there in Adventure Island, definitely opening on March 9th.
So now on to Food and Wine Festival.
Yum, yum.
What kind of awesomeness can we expect this year?
So we have an amazing lineup of concerts. By the way, the Food and Wine opens this Saturday, March 3rd, mm-hmm. all the way to April 29th. And it's every single Saturday and Sunday with concerts, most of the time at 7 p.m. Everybody should look at our website to make sure that the concert times are correct, but some of them are at 6, others at 7.
Okay.
We have 13 culinary cabins with a whole bunch of new additions to that spectacular menu that our chef Ron puts together. And this is no theme park food. This is an amazing array of culinary deliciousness that our chefs put together specifically for the Food and Wine Festival. We also have over 65 wine pairings and over 50 craft beers. And also new this year, we have tequila tasting and bourbon tasting.
Oh.
That's pretty amazing.
And what's great about each one of these cabins that you talk about is that They not only offer – Christy is a savory person, so she likes the savory foods. I have the sweet tooth. Every one of the cabins has different savory options, sweet options, and then different wines and different beers at each one. And that's why it's so fun to kind of do – we are like, you know, we'll do two or three now, go ride something, come back, do two or three more, then go see a show, then come back, do two or three more.
Exactly, and the best way to enjoy the Food and Wine Festival is with our sampler cards. These sampler cards come in 5, 8, or 12 punches, and then you don't have to take your wallet out all day while you're at the Food and Wine. You just show the card to the cashier, and they punch out an item or two items, whatever you're purchasing, and every single cabin has different, everything's different. There's no repeat items on the cabin, so each cabin is featuring its unique flavors and unique pairings and dessert options and everything. So it is a fun adventure to go through the Food and Wine Festival. You know that we have the event guide that lists all of the cabins with all of the offerings. So I like to get it ahead of time and plan how I'm going to eat to the Food and Wine Festival. That's fun. You know, it's like, okay, I'm going to eat first at Comfort Kitchen, and I'm going to have this, and I'm going to pair it with this wine. So it's a total adventure going through the Food and Wine Festival with your event guide and your 12-punch sampler.
And one of the great things about the sampler cards, too, is that if you don't use it on any specific day, if you have the fun card or you have the annual pass, you just come back like the next week or 2 weeks later, and you can pick right up where you left off.
Exactly. You know, you don't have to eat it all in one visit. You can come back to another concert because there's so many concerts and there's something for everybody. The lineup is amazing, and the variety of genres. We have everything from classic rock to Hispanic shows to Christian performers to country performers. So there's something for everybody in the Food and Wine Festival lineup, and that's another reason to come back, continue using your punch card, and enjoy these amazing lineup.
Absolutely. And you start opening weekend with one of our absolute favorite bands, Sister Hazel, the nicest
yes.
guys on the planet, Gainesville born and raised, and they always put on such a great show and have such a loyal following. And from there, then you go into so many other bands that we play, that we love, like The Fray and the Goo Goo Dolls. I mean,
exactly.
just an incredible lineup this year.
It is. And Sister Hazel, let me tell you, we've received such good feedback. Everybody is so exciting. So I think we made a good decision opening the festival with Sister Hazel. They're going to be amazing.
So everybody just needs to plan on a full day, go and take advantage of the rides early on, and then snack your way through the Food and Wine Festival.
Of course. Let me tell you something. The Food and Wine officially opens on Saturday, but on Friday we have a sneak preview of the Food and Wine Festival.
Ooh.
And we're going to have in part on stage at 7 p.m. the Florida Orchestra featuring Mambo Kings. How about that?
Nice.
Wow. So
that's going to be so much fun.
What are the new food offerings this year? I know you also, every single year, tend to add one or two things for those people that want to experience the more brave side of the culinary world. So I'm assuming you probably have one or two of those things as well. What are some of the new items?
Of course. We have a lot of returning items that are favorites, like the bacon mac and cheese. But this year we have a shrimp po' boy. We have fried frog legs. I'm excited to try that.
There you go.
Yeah, we have cauliflower cake. We have guava empanadas. We have chicken fill tostones, which is the plantain.
Yum.
There's a lot of. We have about 10 new items in the menu, which I'm excited about.
That's awesome. Now, for those that have lived here a long time, they're probably familiar with the fun card. But for those that may be listening to this that are going to be coming in from out of town or going over to Busch Gardens for the first time, is the fun card still available to purchase? Or maybe you can talk a little bit more about that.
Of course, yes. The fun card is still available. We have a special offer right now until March 25th, and it's a BOGO fun card. You buy the Busch Gardens fun card and get Adventure Island for free. And what is it? It is if you pay for a day and come back all year.
That's
so
awesome.
So the fun card gives you unlimited admission to Busch Gardens, and if you get the BOGO one, which is the combo with Adventure Island, then you also get unlimited admission to Adventure Island in the 2018 season. So that's the sweetest deal you're going to find right away, and then you can enjoy multiple days at the Food and Wine Festival as well.
One of the great things about that, too, is especially in the heat that we deal with here in Florida, especially if you have kids, or in our case, we have kids and we have parents that are, you know, have gotten a little bit older, and it's hard for them to go and be at a theme park for 10 hours. So you can go with the fun card, stay for a couple of hours, do a couple things. The last time we took my dad, we just went and enjoyed walking around and riding the train, and you feel like you're really getting your money's worth.
Exactly. That's the benefit of a multi-day product like the fun card or an annual pass. You know, you just can come on a nice afternoon just to walk up your dinner, or, you know, relax for a little bit, cheer off with some of our animals. So that is a great way to use of the fun card or any other multi-day product.
Absolutely. And in what a lot of other people may not realize too about Busch Gardens, one of the coolest things for us is we have the opportunity to go over and do the experience where you go in with the elephants and you help prepare the food, and then you put the food out, and then you get to watch the elephants go eat. There are a lot of behind the scenes things that take place at Busch Gardens that people can be a part of.
Yes, there are a lot of what we call tours, like the elephant tour. We have also the Serengeti Safari where you get to feed the giraffes. We have another one that is with the penguins. There's a lot of opportunities for those animal lovers that want some interactions and up close and personal interactions with the animals. We have a ton. If anybody wants more information, they can go to bushgardenstampa.com, and you can find all kinds of information there. We are also something that is kind of a little secret here in the Tampa Bay area is that we host summer camps, you know, for everyone from the little ones, 5-year-olds, all the way to teenagers. We have day camps, and we also have resident camps where they spend the week here at the park. So that's a pretty fun way and an amazing way, summer camp and experience for children.
Yeah, both of our kids have done it, loved it. And I think what was great is that they're even, depending on the week that you go, there are different highlighted events. Like, I think our son went and did like it was all about the roller coasters and
exactly.
Like a behind the scenes for that. And our daughter, of course, said, I want to go the week that really focuses on the animals. And I'm like, how great that if you want to do a couple of weeks of summer camp, you can sign them up for ones that spotlight and focus on different things.
Exactly. Each summer camp week is different, the theme. Some of them are for the animal lovers, some of them are for the thrill lovers, and there's even one focused on entertainment that they get to dance and act on stage and learn different techniques and routines. So it's for everybody, like our park. You know, you have a little bit of everything for every taste.
That's awesome. And for summer camp information, is that also bushgardenstampa.com?
Yes. bushgardenstampa.com/camps, and you'll find all the information there.
Floramar, thank you so much. We appreciate all the information and everything that you do, and we definitely are looking forward to the upcoming Food and Wine Festival that kicks off this weekend at Busch Gardens.
Thank you guys for hosting us, for having us in your show, and also for promoting our events. You all guys are the best, and we love having you here at the park. And soon, I don't remember right now which day are you doing a remote, but you're going to be here, so let your listeners know so they can come over and say hello to you.
Absolutely,
as well.
And a lot of them did last year. We had a lot of fun, so and we love working with you guys too. So thank you for all you do.
Thank you. We appreciate your support. Have a great day.
Thanks. You too. Take care. We'll see you soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.